Hello.
Hello, this is Cynthia returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise
Yes,
this
ma'am.
call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. And may I speak to the person who requested this call?
Kenneth Ruffin.
Hello, and how may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, I just received a letter on yesterday from a notice of determination letter. And it's stating that the reason that my has not got got my unemployment because for work refusal. And on the date that it's stating that I refused the job is I didn't refuse no work. On the date that it's stating that I was working with a company called PSSI Sanitation out of Wisconsin, working over in the Moppins, Alabama, at a place called Foster Farm Plant. And we was told as we was working maybe a week or two prior to that our contract was up with them, and they decided to go on to with another company, QSI. And if we wanted to go or stay with the company that was coming in, that we could. So I decided to stay with the company instead of traveling. I didn't have, I just recently moved back here. But anyway, I didn't decide not to travel to with PSSI. So they gave us the ability to sign, to go over, change over with QSI, which is Quality Sanitation Incorporated. And they're out of Albertville, Alabama. But on this letter, it's telling me, in fact, it was around September the 7th, I think, is where that I didn't miss not one day of work in between that changeover. We didn't stop working, period. We was already informed that we wouldn't have to miss a day or anything. We just, when the company comes in, we're going to do the changeover. There's going to do our orientation and everything, but we were still working with PSSI until we got hired on with QSI. So, saying that, I'll say this right here, I did not refuse no work at all. I was working with them. In fact, it's stating here that I was on my letter, it's stating that it said that unemployment law provides for disqualifying for failure to apply for acceptable, valuable, available, suitable work without good cause. You fail without good cause to apply for or to accept available, suitable work with Packer Sanitation SVCS Incorporated on 9th month the 7th. That's not true. For one thing, I never heard of Packer Sanitation SVCS Incorporated on 9th month the 7th. Around 9th month the 7th, it's the date that I start working with QSI, Quality Sanitation Incorporated. In other words, on 9th month the 6th, I was working with PSSI at the same plant doing the same thing that we did with QSI. Ma'am, and they say you are therefore disqualified for the benefit. But what I'm saying is that I didn't never stop working at the facility that PSSI, we lost our contract with PSSI, but we were signed over with, so we had the opportunity to go and travel with PSSI, or we could stay at the plant that we were. And I decided to stay. And I didn't miss, I didn't turn over. I don't even know who Packers Sanitation SVCS is incorporated. But on this paper, that's what it's saying. The company that I started working on, which was called QSI, Quality Sanitation Incorporated out of Albertville, Alabama. I never heard of this Packer Sanitation SVCS.
Okay, so unfortunately, I don't have access to any claims that have already been filed. You would have to reach out to our inquiry department at 5 o'clock, and you would have to leave them a message, and they'll call you back on tomorrow between 8 and 4. If you miss their call, you won't be able to schedule another call back until that Sunday.
Until when?
Until Sunday, if you miss their call back.
Yes.
You have to, you have to call them at 5 o'clock, because I don't have access to see anything on your claim. I can only file a new claim.
Right. Okay. Well, this right is not dealing with a new claim because I didn't, I'm looking at this, you know, saying that work refusal, I did not refuse no work. So, you know, I've been waiting over almost a year for my work. In fact, as I was filing, he told me already, man, you're not the one to talk to. I need to be talking to the people on the inquiry line. But I was just sharing that with you.
Okay, no problem.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what I need to do, and also when I call the inquiry line, do it give you that ability to leave a message with them?
That's the only thing you can do is leave a message, and they'll schedule a call back with you on the next business day, which will be tomorrow.
Okay, cool. All right.
Okay, well, thanks again for calling.
You know what? And you know what? And then, too, as we speak, I've been calling these people for a year on the inquiry line. And as I was talking, I always mention it to them, is there any way possible that you can tell me why I have not received my 13 weeks of unemployment? And I mean, I only filed for 13 weeks because I found a job in between that time. That before my 15 week was up, I found a job, and I just stopped filing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can see that when they pull it up and everything. And no, I have not stopped working. I have not stopped working since the time that between the time that I stopped working with QSI. And ma'am, just how eager to say that QSI right now, same people. Let me just tell you this right quick, if you don't mind. Thanks for listening, ma'am. Let me tell you, the company I was working with, PSSI Sanitation. Start working there, ma'am. Within a year, I become assistant supervisor. And within those 3 years that I worked with them, I was never demoted, never terminated, never laid off, never suspended or anything the time that I worked there. Okay, when this company took over, QSI, it's where I'm not racist, but ma'am, they have Mexican people that came in. That's me being a lead person. I done the chemicals. I trained them to do the chemicals. I trained them to break down and reset the machines and everything. As they used a bunch of us that way, and when we finished getting them trained, they began to sabotage us, just making up things, just trying to provoke us to quit our job or to get terminated. Okay. Saying all this to say this right here, not only me, we had assistant site managers that they fired. Everybody that decided to stay on with them, they found a way after we trained them up to get rid of us. It was so obvious. Okay, right today, let me show you how God worked. Ma'am, I kid you not. Within a year of time, Foster Farms or something, because they had so many complaints about this situation, Foster Farms or somebody investigated. Why do they keep losing all these, the black people that work there? Why do they keep losing nobody? But they had where they fight, you know, it had become more of a physical thing. It's where that one of the Mexican people fight one of the black people.
Excuse me, sir. I do hate to cut you off, but unfortunately, are things that I wouldn't be able to assist you with. I do apologize about that. But you can definitely reach out to the inquiry department and let them know your concerns, and they should be able to point you in the right direction.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome, and thanks again for calling Alabama Department of Labor. You have a good day.
You do likewise.
Thank you. Bye-bye.